Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
I have a very exciting out and about for you this week because I'm out here in Chagish, out between, in Ashtown actually, between Castleknock and Finglas. I feel like I'm out in the country, but I'm here for a very special event. The Cosh Irish Cheese Awards, which take place on the 24th of April in Killeshea House this year. Today is the judging process of Irish cheeses. I believe there's 180 of them being judged here today. Wonderful products. There's an array of cheese here all around us. And I want to get out and talk to some of the producers. And firstly, I'd like to welcome to the programme the treasurer of Cosh. She's also the owner of Centola Goat's Cheese down there in Clare. And she's Siobhan Ní Gharraifí. Siobhan, you're so welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much for having us, Bobby, and coming out to this great occasion and celebration for us farmhouse cheesemakers.
Now, what's going on here today? Because firstly, I see the most beautiful array of cheeses. I tasted one or two of them on the way in here. So this is really a showcase of the best of Irish cheese.
It very much is the best of the best of what we've here. So we have over 180 entrants of all Irish farmhouse cheeses from the 32 counties of Ireland. So we have cows, goats, sheep, buffalo. And what we have on here today is the judging. So we have some very eminent judges, not just from here in Ireland, but also from the UK and from Scotland and from America as well. So they have spent the day judging the cheeses. So we have about 15 different categories for the different types of cheeses, from new cheeses that we have an awful lot of entrants to the more harder type cheeses, and then we have retail categories as well. So it's really cheese heaven for cheese lovers here today in Ashtown at Chagask.
And I hope to get to talk to some of the judges in a minute, but somebody say a cheesemaker or a cheese judge from America or from France, are they kind of benchmarking our cheese with the best of what's in their country?
Yes, very much so. But I mean, today it's going to be comparing it just to other Irish cheeses because it's right. Only Irish cheese entrants. But they have the experience of what, you know, the standard is out there in Europe and in America. And a number of cheesemakers here in Ireland sell in Europe and also sell in America. But it's great to have the calibre of judges that we have this year. They're very high standards, so they're very knowledgeable. So there will be great feedback coming from the judges to the cheesemakers. So it's all about learning and not just clapping ourselves on our back saying we've won wonderful cheeses, because these judges will tell us whether they are wonderful or not, or how we could improve or how they are. So the quality of the judges is very important for us, so that we're kept grounded in what we are producing.
And tell me this, for somebody like yourself who's a cheesemaker whose business is cheese, to win something here, just talk to me about that, to get a judge or a group of esteemed judges to tell the nation that this is the best cheese in a particular class, or what does that mean to the business?
Well, it's very important for the business, and we're actually celebrating 25 years of producing Centola on our own farm and 45 years Centola altogether being produced in County Clare.
Fantastic.
But people would say, why do you bother entering? You've been successful, obviously, if you're in business for so long. But for us cheesemakers, it's about keeping up the standard and keeping up the quality. So it's very important to enter such competitions because you're being compared with other similar type cheeses in your category, so you're getting to see what the standard is out there and maintaining and improving your own standard. And I mean, I wouldn't be able to afford to get consultancy advice from this quality of judges that we have here today. Like, we have 15 judges from, as I said, from overseas as well as from Ireland. And if I was to pay for these judges to come and just, you know, to taste my cheese, I wouldn't be able to afford it. So it's great. It's a huge benefit. It keeps us on the right path, we would hope, as to, you know, that we are producing good quality cheese. To win an award at something like this, it's also great for my small team. It's kind of a celebration. So it's always a good excuse to celebrate. But it's just make sure that we're on the right path and we're continuing to produce a high quality of cheese at Centola.
Finally, Siobhan, tell me what makes a great cheese, and how does Irish cheese compare when we go to some of the other countries? Because we were probably later to the party than some of our neighbours, the French, the Germans, the Swiss. But how does Irish cheese compare on a European stage?
Well, we were there. I suppose we were late to the new revolution that started in the late 70s, early 80s. But we were the cheese producing nation for centuries before that. But then we were late to come to it. But I mean, we're now the organisation itself is 40 years in existence, and we are leaders in categories in all the different categories that we're in. And actually, per head of capita, we produce more variety of cheeses than even the French that would be known as you know as the cheesemakers. But I mean, our quality is very high, whether it is from, I suppose, well-renowned cheddars that we'd have, but also the softer cheeses, the different types of, like we have a number of new cheesemakers the last couple of years making mozzarella milk cheeses. So they're of very high quality, and that's why it's so good to have these international judges, because they know, you know, they can see the quality of cheeses we're producing, and then they're able to tell us where they are in par with, say, European cheeses, but also they will go back to their own countries and say, my God, look, you know, a number of them, not only are they cheese judges, but they're cheese buyers or cheese journalists sure. in the media. So they will talk. They will be our ambassadors for our cheeses. Absolutely. But I'm glad to say the farmhouse cheese industry, small in our all as we are, but we still carry a lot of clout when it comes to the standard of cheese worldwide.
Well, listen, I just want to get back in there and taste a few cheeses. This is absolutely fantastic. Siobhan Garvey from Centola, and indeed the treasurer of Cosh, thanks for letting me into your world here today.
Not at all, and come in, because we have plenty of cheese for tasting, Bobby.
No, I was very lucky to get in and sample some cheeses, and I spotted one of the key judges inside at the Cheese Awards, and he's Patrick McGuigan. He's a cheese writer, and he's also an author on cheese. Patrick, you're so welcome to Ireland, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
Now, as a judge of today's wonderful occasion, I was talking to Siobhan from Centola earlier. She was telling me about the role of the cheesemaker, the business of cheese. So you're a judge here today. Tell me what you're actually looking for when you're, you know, I suppose, tasting the various cheeses.
Well, we use all our senses when we're assessing a cheese. We don't listen to the cheese, but we look at it, we feel it. So it's important to sort of gauge the texture using your fingers. Then we'll smell it. So aroma is really important. And then obviously we'll taste. So, you know, by assessing all of those different categories, you can sort of build up a picture of the cheese and what's good about it, if there are any faults, and then come to a final score for each cheese.
So is it really about the taste and the quality is more your concern rather than packaging or how it looks on a shelf or where it might end up after here?
Yeah, so the cheeses we've judged today, there's three of us, three judges working together, and we have a scribe who writes down what we say, which is a difficult job for him, I think. And so we're just, it's naked cheeses, if you like. So right. We don't, for the cheeses we've judged, we've not looked at packaging. I think there are some other classes where some of the judges will look at the design and you know, if it's a functional packaging. But for me, you're right to say about flavour. So we're assessing all the aspects of the cheese, but flavour is the most important sure. thing. So there's a sort of point system, and flavour has the most points. Okay. So you could have a cheese that doesn't look great, but if it tastes amazing, it's gonna do well. Yeah.
Tell us about your own cheese journey, because it's a lovely business to be in. The wonderful people there, you know, in lifestyle businesses, in business, they work terribly hard to produce what is a wonderful product. How did you get involved in cheese yourself?
Well, I started out as a food writer. I used to write a lot about restaurants in the UK. Yeah. And then about 15 years ago, I was asked to do some work on a magazine writing about cheese. And I started interviewing these cheesemakers, these tiny cheesemakers in the UK. And you're right to say that they work hard. You know, it's these artisan cheesemakers. It's hard work. Yeah, you know, they're up early. They're committed. They're in every day. They're often milking their own animals, and then they're making the cheese. And what's really interesting about the industry is that the people who work in it are all real characters. I mean, you don't get into cheese for the money. Let's put it that way. They're passionate people. They have amazing backstories, and they're good. They're good crack, you know. And they've, as a journalist, you know, they tell you really interesting stories. There's no filter. Yeah. They tell you, you know, it's always on the record. And so I sort of grew into it that way. And so now all I do is write about cheese, right. And I've visited cheesemakers all over the UK, but in Ireland, I've been here For the past 4 days, visiting cheesemakers all over before judging at the awards. I've been to France and Spain and Italy, over to the US, visiting cheesemakers and cheesemongers and trying to convey these amazing stories to the people through articles in newspapers and through my books.
Yeah. Finally, can I ask you, as somebody who's travelled internationally around cheese and has a good knowledge and experience of Europe, of America, how does Irish cheese compare? Just as somebody who's, I suppose, impartial, I'd just like to know that. How does Irish cheese, because to me it looks as good as anything I've seen across Europe.
Yeah, I do have Irish family, so I'm not that impartial. But yeah, definitely. I mean, it's right up there, really. And the beauty of Ireland is because it rains all the time. So you have the most incredible pasture.
Yeah.
So the grass, you know, you only have to... I've been driving around Ireland for the past 4 days and it's just green, green grass everywhere. And I think that really helps make really, really good cheese. You know, there's a lot of butter fat, a lot of cream in the milk, and that really helps create these beautifully sort of rich buttery cheeses that I think are quite unique to Ireland. I mean, you can go to the West Country in England and it's green and it rains a lot, but there's something about Irish cheese that I think has a kind of butteriness that that I really associate with the cheeses. And it wasn't just me. I visited a cheesemaker in Cork recently, and it was two French lads who are now making cheese in Cork. And they said the same. They said the milk in Ireland is different to France, you know, and they love it. They love working with the milk in Ireland because of that richness. So, yeah it's good stuff. Okay. It's all good stuff.
We thank you for coming to Ireland and for giving us your knowledge. And indeed, you're just absolute passion for the craft that is cheese. So, Patrick McGuigan, cheesemaker and author, thanks for joining us on Down to Business.
Pleasure to be here.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.